I'm a Marvel, and I'm a DC, and I'm a GRD Sweekly.
GRD Sweekly, welcome. We've gathered round again, haven't we? For episode number, who's keeping up?
56.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. You're both keeping up. Wait, did I say both? I believe I did say both for today.
Yes.
Today we are one short.
No.
Somebody couldn't take the fact that we didn't get a Parsec nod.
Yeah. Aww. Well,
Andy's
more than one of us.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
The one who isn't here is taking it a little harder than all of us.
He's protesting.
He's
in a corner. Okay, no, he's working the morning show at the day job, so deal with it. In the meantime, of course, you have gathered around the square circle. Why not?
Why not?
The Flintstress is here. I'll say.
Oh, hey,
that was quite the evil laugh.
Could be.
Really?
And sitting across from me, of course, that's the one and only the Bruce.
Or how about some ice rubber banded to my dick?
What? I have kinks, but that's not one of them.
Huh. Sure it's not, Bruce. And I, of course, am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You are completely out of your mind.
And with a slight reverb echo, I like that.
Like
yes, indeed. So I don't know if you put it together by the ice rubber band to Bruce's member, but yes, we are talking Marvel versus DC.
That's
the movie edition.
The movies.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So
we're going to talk going back all the way back to how far back are we going?
I have no idea.
40s,
maybe? I haven't talked to you about this at all, so I haven't the slightest idea. We're just sort of winging this. No. Oddly enough, there's no planning whatsoever today. We're just making it up as we go along.
We sat down 5 minutes ago.
From any other day?
I am not entirely sure how. So, yes, we will be getting to all that. Of course, the lovely missives that you sent in. Aw, they're fantastic. I know them. You don't. Ha, ha, ha,
I'll be waiting with bated breath.
You eat worms? Okay, in the meantime, Flintstress, what have you been doing? Bated breath. Come on.
I get it.
What have you been doing geekified this week?
Well, we'll start out with our shows that we watch over the summer. We have Wipeout. You know, where
we
they
do have
fall down and, you know, athletic competition. It's kind of geeky. I've determined because it's kind of like a video game. Like,
yes.
It's kind of like levels of Mario or whatever.
It is.
So
it's
definitely
very
counts
much
as geeky.
Mario and when they have falling down is funny.
And when they draw little things on the screen, it makes it a little geeky.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And followed up by I Survived a Japanese Game Show.
Everybody,
Hi-Majime!
Yes, indeed.
Love that show. So it was pretty good. Jamie went home and that was
I didn't
see that one coming, but you just never know which elimination challenge is going to come up. It's going to be suited for that particular person.
Sorry, Dan.
Like this one guy is a total klutz, and anytime there's something spinning, he always falls. But in this particular challenge, it was about sliding across something and knocking a ball into a dragon's
nose. And a long, tall, lanky guy sliding, oddly enough, did well.
Maybe.
So,
yeah.
You know, he might not have done well on any other, but he just happened to get lucky. So the Virgin
he got the
Librarian,
nice roll of the dice, got the right challenge at the right time, and saved
exactly.
his butt.
He's still around.
He's a butt saver. What? That's the words.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sure it is.
We also watched Top Chef Masters. They're down. They've got the 6 qualifiers for, like, the final round. Mm-hmm. So the next one is the final, and that's going to be really good.
It's a good show.
Actually, I think I have seen one episode that recently, this past weekend.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's actually a really good show. I like it better than the original Top Chef.
I was about to say, if you've seen the original Top Chef, because it's a little different,
yes.
But yet surprisingly the same. Because it involves food and cooking.
And amazingly chefs.
It's a redux of, you know, challenges that they've done, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the
This season. Is what you laughed at all the contestants doing. Now you do it. Ah, ah, ah.
And quite a few of the masters were judges on Top Chef episodes, so they're kind of like, whoa, being in the other side.
This is a little bit harder than I was busting everybody's balls for.
Yeah, basically, quite a few said they're like, this time is restricted. Normally, I'm in a kitchen. I've got 7 other people. I'm always telling them to hurry up. Maybe I won't do that anymore.
So, well, Billy, I'm going to kind of put you out there on this next one here.
I've been outed? What? What are you saying?
Not like
Hi.
That.
It's Billy Flynn.
Fabulous.
Welcome. It's Super Rainbow Special Time.
Not that there's anything wrong
not
with
a thing.
That. But
I'm not gay.
I'm helping you get stuff together to go back to school.
Oh,
okay.
So I've been trying to get transcripts from the military and information about the GI Bill, stuff that you have left over from the Air Force and, you know, classes.
Oh, you mean me going back to school?
Yeah,
that's not what she
said.
I'm
putting you out there.
Yeah.
I'm helping you go back to school.
Yeah, I heard you were going back to
school. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh. Like, I'm helping Billy go back to school. That's why I was
putting
you out there.
Oh, well, hey, Billy, going back to school.
I wish I could go back to college.
Okay.
You will.
What a loser I'd be.
No. But, you know, online college, you don't have to see all the sexy co-eds in the quad.
Oh, God, I would really hate it.
Online college, because everybody.
Well, that's why they have porn. So.
That's what the internet
true.
Is for, right?
That's how college. Hey, maybe that's how I can pay my way through. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Porn.
Making
nice.
Porn?
You know.
I might have something to say about that.
Well, you can be the director.
Or something else. Yeah.
Anyway.
You can direct. You can be my business manager. It's fine. Yeah. We're not going to use the word pimp. No, we're not going to use the word pimp.
It's a person in a management position.
That's one position.
Hey now.
Gee, I think perhaps somebody ought to teach you some manners, sir.
Okay, now.
I've been getting some stuff ready. I'm teaching some classes to other teachers this summer, so I've been preparing all of that. I had a meeting where I had to put it all together and talk about different stuff, and it takes forever to get anything done in a meeting. But I had, so it's kind of like work over the summer, getting everything together, what I'm going to include, what I'm not going to include. So it'll be interesting. I have a lot of my colleagues are going to be in these classes, people I know. So it's kind of interesting to be the teacher to other teachers. So I'm working on that.
So you're going to break out the sit down and shut up line?
Sit down! Sit down! Shut up!
No, but teachers do make the worst students.
Oh, yes, they do.
I took a class on Monday called about foldables.
Folding paper.
Yes.
Our tax dollars paid for teachers to go to a class about folding paper.
It wasn't even origami because they probably had to
pay extra for that word.
They
didn't even make shapes with it.
They just folded paper.
Not like they didn't make a swan. They didn't make, you know, a rose, a brooch, nothing like that.
No, but we made three-dimensional graphic organizers, where if you're, instead of just taking notes what the teacher is saying on the board and just writing it down, if you're doing it in some kind of, like you flip open a tab and there's the definition of the vocabulary.
Okay,
where,
I've seen
or
those.
Like you know, you have some sort of arranged chart. Then you can use that as a study tool when the test comes around and you're much more likely to retain the information. Thank you very much.
I've seen those, yeah. Studies show.
If you're going to make one activity interesting, why not just make school interesting?
Well, that's, it's part of how you make school interesting.
Good luck saying.
It's part of, you do that on a certain day, you use technology on another day, you do a lesson where you get to work in groups, you do a lesson where they get to get up and move out of their seats. That's all a part of how you try to
make. If you can get students to shoot each other to learn, they'll be A students every time.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That's the
Like a video game real, or something?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Real, well, you know, or the smartest one lives.
I'll bash him brutally.
Two students enter, one student leaves.
He gets the A, you get the F. You come back next year. Oh, wait. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. We've been playing some non-video games. You know, we played Apples to Apples with
good
the
times.
Kids. So much fun. I always win. I just love Apples to Apples. I got some pretty good cards this time. Like when I got the Michael Jackson card, I knew for my stepson, no matter what the adjective was, if I played Michael Jackson, I was going to win. And Flynn and I know each other so well, so it's hard. But our son, our youngest son, who's going to be 13, is randomly really good at Apples to Apples. He will play people that he has no business knowing anything about. He just reads the little blurb on the card.
There's a little description at the bottom of every card about what the word is.
He'll play like Clark Gable and Lucille Ball and like all these people that he would have no knowledge of, but at the absolute appropriate time.
Wow.
He's like a savant for Apple Staff.
There you go.
And we also played Pictionary Man. Have you seen this?
I've played Pictionary, but not Pictionary Man.
Pictionary Man. You're still drawing out things, but your props, and I'll show you later, it's a little guy, a man, that's made out of like dry erase surface.
Okay.
And it comes with like a little
a circle
disc
and a rectangular
and a rectangle
thing.
Yeah. So you could draw, like, so if the clue was surfer, you put a bathing suit on the man, draw a surfboard, maybe draw a sun or something.
Oh.
You know, so you use all these different props.
So Pictionary Man.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay.
And your word is on the bottom of his foot. They'll give you two clues you read to your partner, and then boop, and then you see your word, and then there's the timer, and you just start drawing away. Yeah.
But there were some really hard ones, like Flynn trying to get Karen Carpenter.
Karen Carpenter
for my
18-year-old. How in the world did you begin to start?
You draw the stick figure, and you say actual dimensions.
I actually thought about
but he still wouldn't know.
He has no idea who Karen Carpenter
is. The Carpenters? I mean, come on. She croaked back, what,
he's
82,
like,
83?
Like, who's the Carpenters? You know?
Yeah.
What am I working with here?
See, I went on the ultra clever level. I was like, draw birds and then have them suddenly appear.
Okay, he still wouldn't get it. That was the problem.
I thought it was funny.
Although he did very cleverly, although having never heard of Mr. Mister, was able to convey broken wings to me. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, drew some wings and they were broken.
Yeah, so that's brilliant.
That works.
Pictionary Man. Good times.
Good
had
times.
By all.
Video game varieties. I haven't been playing so much, but I've been watching and observing. And the one that the kids are playing right now is called Castle Crashers. And this little juvenile game looks like it's really fun. But, I mean, there's times when the game makes you stop to watch an owl poop on your head.
Okay, that was this one level. That's this one level.
And then the deer was pooping like 2 minutes later.
In this one particular level, for no reason, there's a couple of times there's an owl, a deer, and a bear that poops. Why? I have no
Apparently
idea.
Apparently the diuretic has gotten into the water.
Well, the only time that's what I said to him. I was like, well, maybe the further along you go in the game, maybe this is an important plot point that's creeping up.
But it's interesting in that it...
Plot point.
It's fun because it's basically, you know, it never was, but it plays like some old Nintendo game, just with some really pretty painted. It's 2D side-scrolling, and you get to do all kinds of fun
stuff. And
it's
got a lot of the classic RPG elements, like you can increase your strength and your agility, and different weapons do different levels of damage, and all of those kind
of essentials. I do recommend using the fish.
Always good to use a fish. Why are we using the fish?
Because every weapon you know gives a strength and sometimes will either add to or detract from other stats that you have, like agility and magic. The fish happens to be a well-rounded weapon. I just thought you should know.
Is it a heron?
Okay.
I'm not telling. You'll have to play the game to find out.
Our youngest is also really into Halo Wars lately. Have you ever played
Halo
Wars?
Yeah, I played Halo Wars.
That's the one where you like command your troops and you're
like the general
and
conquer.
And everything.
It's command and conquer in Halo, in the Halo universe.
Yeah, so it looks pretty interesting. I don't know, you don't see any up-close fighting, so you know, it's just kind of...
It's a real-time strategy game.
I know, it looks kind of boring to me, but he's having a really good time.
It was interesting, it was like, like I said, it's exactly like Command and Conquer, except, you know...
It's a real-time strategy game.
Exactly.
Yes, it has to be exactly like Command and Conquer. Otherwise, it's not a fun strategy game.
True.
And this next one, I know you've been really, really loving and enjoying, but it grosses me out.
Which
hardcore.
Goes to tell you how good this is right off the bat.
If you're loving it and she's hating it, it must be excellent. What is it?
Oh, I didn't say I was hating it.
Okay.
But the game for Wolverine.
Okay.
The Wolverine game based on the movie on the Xbox 360 is rated M for mature.
Yeah, the movie was PG-13. The game is M+.
It is T on, I believe, both PlayStation 3, definitely on Nintendo, and E10 on the Nintendo DS.
Okay.
It is rated M for mature audiences on the Xbox 360. And
you take the adamantium claws and you can slice somebody in half and watch the two parts of them fall apart.
Yeah.
Blood gushing. You can decapitate people.
The great thing, not only do they take the movie and switch up how it's presented to make it overall a little more interesting to watch.
Yeah.
But you have actual moves from the comics. Not to mention the fact that you can unlock comic book costumes. So not only can I get, you know, the classic, you know, orange and yellowish, I can get the yellow and blue. Yeah,
wow,
I can.
Nice
and run around in a nice, realistic looking. But for instance, when there's four guys standing around you trying to hit you, and well, let me do this nice little power up where I hit my button and I hold out both claws and spin around and I'm slicing off four of them continuously. And also the
blood
other thing
is
in the comic.
Gushing and parts are falling off.
Yes, because it's rated M for mature and he's got adamantium claws and that's what would happen.
That's what would happen. Yeah.
If the movie was anywhere near realistic, you would have seen a bunch of crap like that. You would have. Just like you've got the wonderful move where you can jump towards someone while sort of spinning and just claws at them and literally pieces.
Like
they go into pieces.
Wow.
Pieces. It's beautiful. You can do leaps and lunges. It's awesome.
I could only watch part of it before I was like, all right, I think this is going to be
I'm going to go read a book.
Hours.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Hey. Beat
kill,
Twilight
kill.
Yeah. I spent the better part of today.
Better than Twilight. Sorry, better part of the day.
Better part of the day today. We just recently found out that we may not have paid our taxes
no,
for 2006 to the state of Virginia.
No, there's no chance.
There's no chance, but whatever it is, they didn't get it. I don't know. I'm blaming ExpressTaxRefund.com. That's who I'm blaming.
Yes,
but,
ExpressTaxRefund.com
we're not
sucks.
Using them anymore. But ever. They've been good. They were fine in 2008, fine in 2007, but we're going to find somebody new. But so it is so tedious because you have to do it by paper. So there's none of these little prompts that are like, well, did you do this? Well, did you do that? Well, did you do this? No, I had to read the 30-some page instructions on how to fill out a page front and back. Obviously, not every single part of it applied to me, but like, it was like, you need your federal adjusted gross income from your federal return. Well, I don't have my federal return. If I had my federal return, I wouldn't be in this mess.
Because that's, of course, the fun thing is of all the tax returns that we still have, for whatever reason,
that's the one
that we can't find.
That I can't find.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Because you can't. It's a plot point.
I'm to understand that
to
the
like
state
this.
Of Virginia, which has been you know, dangerously close to being bankrupt, you know, having troubles with the budget over the past few years, is just now figuring out that they say they don't have my money that's withheld automatically.
It takes about 3 years.
F them.
Yeah, it takes
F
about
them.
Years. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
F them.
The good part about it is that all of the people that I actually talked to, it didn't take me a huge long amount of time to get to anybody because it's not exactly peak tech season.
Yeah, really. Was everybody walking
everybody
water
was really
now.
Helpful. You know, they were all really knowledgeable too. Like they would tell me exactly where I needed to go on the website to find what I needed. Once I got into the website, it was really easy to find everything that I needed.
Good.
Even at the IRS, the guy was able to answer my question. I just really thought it was going to be difficult, that they were going to be like, oh, well, mail us this, and then in 2 weeks, and da-da-da. It was actually really not that hard. And for the first time, we got this like super cool all-in-one printer, and I finally sent a fax. I faxed
Woo!
It to them
oh,
from
cool.
our house.
Faxed, baby.
I know.
Yeah.
High tech. Look at us.
93.
Going to the motion picture show.
But it was cool to be able. That's the first time we've ever had a fax machine at home, I'm pretty sure. Like,
no, it's not.
No, never mind.
Okay. She never had to use one before, though.
Our apartment?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We did have a fax machine.
We did. We barely ever used it. We used it three times.
But it came in really handy.
It did.
And I had to.
It's good to have it when you need it.
Where we have the printer plugged in is on the opposite side of the room where the phone jack is. I had to, like, carry it over there.
There is that. But I want you to remember that when you were looking at these all-in-one printers, and I said to you, well, you know, if you don't get the one with the fax, it's going to. One day you're going to need to fax something.
Bite us in the butt.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad we got the one with the fax.
You're welcome.
And I make copies of the W2. We got one of those where it's got the. And you open it up and put the thing on the
being a technical term.
And you put it on the screen and you close it down and it makes the copy, so it's not like you have to slide it. I don't know, whatever. It's awesome and
that's
I love
cool.
it.
That's cool.
And
that's
it works
all right.
great and
that's
I used cool. it today and I'm almost done, I swear.
Okay, whatever. I
mean, we're good. Also watched The Burbs. Old school, like 1989?
Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Corey Feldman, Rick Dukeman, Henry Gibson.
Yeah.
This is the one where
Bruce Dern.
They're on a cul-de-sac in a suburb. Kind of, you know, funny because we live in a cul-de-sac on sort of kind of a rural suburb.
And you always look at your neighbors going, I wonder who they're cooking in the furnace.
Well, that's always we're the weird ones.
We are the weird ones for this neighborhood because I could give two craps about the lawn. I don't care what my lawn looks like because I just have to cut the damn thing. And if it's healthy and pretty and growing more, that's just more.
You got to cut it more.
Dirt. Dirt all. There's nothing wrong with dirt. Dirt is natural. But these people, on their, it's their weekend, right?
Yes.
It's the weekend, and somebody's up at 7 o'clock in the morning aerating their yard. Who cares? Sorry.
Yeah, not at 7 o'clock
in the morning. Somebody needs a hobby, a real one.
But I do the flower beds, and I put up the plants, and I like the yard to look nice. I don't even care if it's crabgrass. If it's short and it's green, that's all I care about in our yard. You know, I mean, like, I have lower standards than most. But our neighbors are all, like, they all hang out together, and they're, like, social.
So, in other words, they're the ones that look at you. They look at you in a group.
Well, until we had Kyle and Kevin come to stay. Yeah, because the kids are always outside doing other stuff, and they I think they've realized now that we're relatively normal people. But they really did. I'm sure they used to speculate on what we just would do sitting in the house. And I'm like, well, it's called Xbox.
Yeah, really.
Xbox is big-ass TV.
Yeah, we have a 60-inch TV. Have you seen it? So that's probably why we're not outside pulling weeds every day.
Yeah, no, I could care less.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I could cut the weeds with a lawnmower since I'm cutting the grass anyway.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
The rest of the stuff that we did, we tried to take the kids to a video game tournament, and it got canceled.
Oh, yeah, the place.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
But cool for Play and Trade, the fact that the video game people canceled out on them and didn't exactly go out of their way to make sure that they knew that.
They called and left a message.
They
I
left
know
a
most
message.
Businesses don't have messages, but it took the people there almost an hour to figure out that it had been canceled, that a message
to,
had been
to
left.
Check a message.
So what they did is they gave
refunded us our money
and gave us a $5 gift certificate
for each
the
person
place.
That was, you know.
Well, that's nice. You know, they're trying to keep the business going.
Waited there for an hour. Yeah. And but we could use the $5 refund to then go buy pizza. So we had pizza and walked around. You know, there's all kinds of fun, quirky stores
in Carytown.
So that was pretty fun. But it did kind of suck because we had hoped that the kids would get to do one more tournament before they had to go back.
Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, baby. I was ready.
I bet you were.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of the stuff on our list, I'm just going to talk about, like, super quick because it's stuff for our topic tonight.
Okay.
Marvel and DC animated and all kinds of movies. We watched the Wonder Woman movie again because the kids hadn't seen it, the one with Nathan Fillion and Kerry Russell. Mm-hmm. We watched Green Lantern, First Flight. We watched Hulk versus Wolverine, Hulk versus Thor. Probably other stuff. I watched a bunch of these, like, I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC, like, on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are really,
a lot
really
of those
funny.
Lately.
So those are all pretty geeky. Also, I've been on the Geek Radio Daily Show.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
Like, finding news stories and, like, doing show prep for that has been pretty, pretty geeky.
So what was really funny is one night when she's getting ready, she says to me, she's like, wow, this is a lot of work. I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it every day. So thank you. Thanks for understanding, baby.
Thanks for
being there. Awesome. Otherwise, people are just listening to me, and they're not tuning in to listen to me.
No, they're not.
That's for damn sure.
Well, that's my geeky week.
Woohoo,
Okay. I watched a couple of movies. I actually watched an animated movie that it's not going to fall into what we were talking about.
Okay.
It's called Renaissance. It's an animated movie about a woman who's been kidnapped.
Is Daniel Craig in this?
Yes.
I've heard of this.
I was actually telling you about this.
Yeah, you did, Screen Geeks guys. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard about this.
This is actually a very interesting movie. It is all in black and white, except one scene there's a little bit of color, but it's
what?
Nothing spectacular.
Oh my god.
It has a very, very, very much of a Sin City look to it.
Nice.
Everything's in silhouette. The light is, you know, it's not white with black. It's everything's black with a little bit of white in it.
Okay.
Hmm.
So it's set in Paris in the year 2054. It stars Daniel Craig as the lead detective. It's a very good it's a good story. It has a very nice twist at the end. I like how they didn't do the exact same thing every single time. They cut from the, they went, okay, oh, completely different. So it's a solid 7.5 pants.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
It's a good story. Like you were saying, the Green Lantern, First Flight, saw that one. We got the screener copy, so we got to watch that. We'll talk more about that one later.
Yes, we will.
Flash Gordon.
The Flash!
There it is.
I knew I had that.
There you go. And that's the version I saw, the 1980s
classic.
Wow,
the Sam Jones. And
wow.
Oh, yeah, Max von Sydow and everything. Oh, and just listening to, and the listening to the Queen.
Timothy Dalton.
Sound. Yes, he was.
Timothy Dalton.
He was like before he sucked on, you know, James Bond. So,
Living Daylights is pretty good.
No, okay. Not really. I liked the Queen soundtrack. Just listening to the Queen's like, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, God.
Soundtrack's the best part.
Yeah. It was, and every time I watch this movie, the soundtrack gets better.
Okay.
Because you don't really appreciate it. Back when I first saw it as a kid, you didn't really appreciate the soundtrack. It was all the lasers and all that kind of fun stuff.
Right.
But now, more and more, I listen to it. It's like, wow, the Queen soundtrack is really just that good.
I can't help but think of Blades of Glory.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Love that movie.
Video games. I've been playing Medal of Honor Airborne for EA Games.
Airborne.
Yeah, it was. It's a. I rented the game. It's another one in the series of Medal of Honor games. All of these games, I've played one before, and they're all really good.
Really?
So Medal of Honor Airborne is part of the Medal of Honor series.
Yeah, I've played. It's a series of games.
How about give them a break.
All right. It's a very good first person shooter. Starts off in 1944. Yeah, 1944 Italy. Graphics are first rate. The action and gameplay are very solid and very fluid. It feels real, other than the fact you don't actually hurt when you get shot. Yeah, they're
working on that.
I'm sure they are. The story is good. The only problem I had is, like, listen, if you duck behind something, you'd be smart enough to actually duck completely behind it.
No.
Yeah.
You see, you're there, and the horrors of war, you're not thinking
the
clearly. You're
moment.
Still looking around like,
oh, believe me, you duck behind something. Somebody's shooting at you. You get as low as humanly possible.
Have you did been you to war in 1944? I don't think so.
Oh, well, okay. Not in 44.
Exactly.
Did you say that you were playing that on Xbox?
Yes, I was.
Oh, your dad would like that one, I think.
He would.
Yeah.
It's a very good game. 8.5 pants.
Wow.
Really, it is that good of a game. I played poker this past Wednesday.
Okay.
And
got
I
beat by
got,
a pair of sixes?
Nope. Okay. I actually got to the final table.
Wow.
How many people were there starting out?
40.
That's not bad.
And I got to the, I was the fifth one out. Fifth.
Nice.
Of, you know.
What'd you win?
I actually didn't win anything.
What? Final table.
Yeah, well, it's
also free.
They
can't even give you some fries?
It's free.
Fries.
So just the winner wins?
The freedom fries.
Just two people. Last two people get it.
Okay.
Last two people get gift certificates to, you know, the place that we
that's
play.
That's pretty cool.
So, you know, still, hey, first time I made final table in a real tournament. It's like, okay, that's cool.
Once we have the kids
and
back.
And have money and stuff.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, it doesn't cost money to play. It's free.
But
yeah,
I'm gonna
sit there and not eat anything.
That's true.
Well, if you eat something, if you show up an hour early, you get extra chips, and you eat something, you eat more chips.
See? Ooh.
Hey, even for you, Flintress, a dessert. Is 5,000 extra chips.
Wow.
Ooh. Well, I don't get 5,000 chips for a dessert.
I like dessert.
You want dessert. You can get 5,000.
Well, thank
looking at
you.
Because I love a PB&J.
You like fries.
And
it's like 2,000.
Well, it's part of the entree. Yeah, well. Dingus? Come on.
Dingus? Who says dingus?
Apparently the Simpsons do. Thank you very much.
Simpsons have done everything.
Simpsons did it.
All right. I did watch some television this past week, other than the usual reruns. I got to watch some fun stuff, like Comic-Con Live 09 from the G4 Network.
I really watched nothing from Comic-Con.
They had,
I've just been reading about it and watching the trailers and stuff.
I've been watching that as well. 3 hours of live coverage from the San Diego Comic-Con. They had a number of good interviews. Seth Green, a couple people from our favorite show that happens to be on the air, Lost.
On an island?
Yes.
Trying
to give you as much of a clue as that one because you were
doing
looking
at
you.
Even looking at
I know,
you.
That's why I'm doing this. And, all right.
Yes, keep doing visual clues when I'm not looking at you. No, dog, we're not calling you.
She's running away.
Okay, good.
Okay. Nothing. There's nothing mind-blowing as far as exclusives were concerned, but it was
really?
Still it was still really good. Not in that part. They didn't say anything. I also saw the Star Wars comic Spectacular.
Still in the show? Okay.
Hmm?
Juliet's still in the show. Keep going.
Well, so is...
Juliet's still in the show. Keep going.
I don't want any spoilers.
Keep going.
Okay. All right.
Juliet's still in the show. Keep going.
The Star Wars Spectacular was on there as well.
Okay.
The highlight of that was a live reading from the cast of the Clone Wars. It was fun to listen to them. You picture what they look like, and then you hear them, and then it's like all of a sudden they go from their real voice to their character voice. And it's like, okay, that's a little cool. And then they start reading from the script, and every once in a while, I start ad-libbing.
Was Ahsoka in it?
Yes.
Oh, damn it. No, I don't want to see it.
No.
Don't want to see it.
It was cute. It was cute. It
no,
was
I don't cute. Care. If she hadn't been in it, I would go back and find it.
All right. The one time's like, oops, that wasn't in the script.
Oh, well.
Just cracking up with fun stuff like that. Dating in the Dark, I watched this show.
Why?
It's a cute
Why?
Because it's new. Why? I wanted to give it a shot.
Why?
I wanted to give it a shot.
Have you ever masturbated with a cheese grater?
Exactly.
No.
Why would you? Just because it's new and different doesn't mean you should do it. I'm just saying.
Yes, but I'm going to. Hey, you tried Twilight.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I did.
And it's an interesting concept. You take looks out of the equation.
Yes. Three single males and three single ladies and living in large house.
So you that's the one where what? They were going through luggage or purses?
No. Neither one.
Oh,
that was the that's the second episode.
Okay,
the first episode.
Did you not watch the second episode?
No.
Oh, because the first one was so bad.
Why no, I just have it
Let
taped.
Him finish.
Let's talk.
I have it taped. I haven't seen it yet.
Dating in
Thank
the dark.
Thank you.
In the dark.
Yes, and one of the little competitions they had was you had to describe who you think your date, what your date looks like. To a sketch artist, and then they show the picture to him. It's like, wow, I don't look anything like this. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of me. Yeah, the one's like, ugh. And so it was kind of fun. They were on there for like a couple of days, and they finally say, okay, you get to see your person for like 20 seconds. You don't get to say anything to him; just see him for 20 seconds, and then they decide if you really want to go meet this person and continue a relationship. So it's okay. Oh, it's all personality until you look like
that's
that.
What you look like. Oh my goodness, no, yeah. I don't want to go out with you.
Yeah,
all right, whatever.
So.
Like
six
I need
pants,
to watch that for an
pants.
Hour to figure out that people are going to come down to the base level of things.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Big Brother 11, I saw this. We talked about it on The Daily Show. Hey, listen, there's nothing else to do at night sometimes. And
you have an Xbox. You just said that for the whole
yes,
world
I
to
do.
Hear.
Yes, I do. Okay. Absolutely correct.
All right.
Remember that we talked about this last week on The Daily Show about the nerd trying to play both sides.
Right.
It's pretty much the same. Nothing's mind-blowing about the show or life-changing. So if you want to watch it, watch. If you don't.
There you go.
Other than that, not much going on in my life.
Wow. All right. Well, then let's break into some comics real quick,
let's
shall we?
That.
Because Blackest Night started. Blackest Night number one,
uh-huh.
DC. The one that they teased at the end of 52, I want to say that it was. Or they teased this story 2 years ago that it was coming in comic form, and now here it is. Very, very, very good. If you want your very quick synopsis, DC Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Without the laughs.
Yes.
The first series of Marvel Zombies was pretty good. Had a couple of laughs here and there. The rest of them have been incredibly silly, and that's all they're going for. If you had ever in your life told me that a zombie elongated man would be terrifying, I would have laughed at you. I would have laughed at you. But that's a little creepy. That's
yeah.
a little creepy indeed. There's really something cool, too, about seeing, you know, some bad guy, you know, reach into Bruce Wayne's grave and pull out his skull. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Someone is gathering pieces and parts of various heroes and just bringing other ones completely back to life to be part of the undead Black Core army. Wow! Can't wait to read more. Tales of the Core Blackest Night special, which is just a sort of, hey, here's just some people throughout the Green Lantern universe. Here's all the different cores that are right now, the red, the blue. There's a bunch. There's a rainbow of fruit flavor, if you will.
Like Skittles.
Exactly. Air number 11. I love this comic. It's the world of sky pirates, gypsies, and other weirdness, and it's still a damn fine read. Batman Streets of Gotham number 2. Hush is still around. He has escaped, and he looks like Bruce Wayne, who is dead, so he's trying to take over as Bruce Wayne. And, of course, Batman and Robin are going to have to stop him.
Yes.
There you go.
Because they know the truth.
Yeah. Like, okay.
So would Alfred. Alfred would know.
Yes, he would. And since Alfred was the man that was on watch patrol when Hush escaped, shame on Alfred.
Oh, Alfred.
I've also read issue one of Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, which all good geeks know is what Blade Runner is based upon. This is a graphic novel, and what they've done is the most brilliant thing ever. It is the actual complete text of the story, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, done as a graphic novel.
Okay, so it's not abridged at all.
It is
verbatim.
It is the story
on
comic book in a comic book form.
Oh.
Interesting.
It is quite, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it. Some video games that you missed. Street Fighter IV. Played Street Fighter IV for Xbox 360 for about 20 minutes and sent it back.
I was going to say, we had it for like a day.
Not even very. Because the controls, just bad controls. I've said that about things before, but let me say now, when you're trying to do Hyrukin, there's a very specific way that's done. And if you try four times and can't get it to work on the digital pad, something's wrong. Something's wrong. The control schematic, the Xbox 360 is not designed for you to use the digital pad on a fighting game. It's just not.
Okay.
You would really need an arcade stick to really play it. It looks pretty. It looks really pretty.
Yeah.
And I'd like to play it, but no. Played a couple of rounds. I was like, okay, no, this is just getting in my way. It's bothering me. Let me jump back to that Wolverine game real quick to show you the difference between the movie and the game.
Okay.
In the game where you have these fun moments where the cutscenes, sometimes it looks like it's a full-blown cutscene, but oh, it is for a moment, and then you're actually still playing the game.
Uh-huh.
So when I leap onto a helicopter,
yes,
dodge the guy in the passenger seat shooting at me before I can throw him out, so I can then concentrate on the pilot as I bust through the window, grab him, pull him out of the helicopter, and lift him up so his head is chopped by the blades that are spinning around.
Indiana Jones.
This is a damn good game. It's in the air, though. I mean, we're flying and this happens.
That is
so
pretty cool.
That steps it up a bit. We finished watching season one of Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Wonderful.
I can't believe I forgot that.
I know, right?
Coolness.
It is just as great as I remember it. It is incredibly funny. The kids love it. The kids
love
requested
that show.
To watch it quite a few times because it's literally, sure, there's some dated things in places, fashions. Yeah. A couple of the jokes, whatever. Uh-huh. But for the most part, it's just a goofy cartoon, live action cartoon of high school kids pulling hijinks. And that's just universal. That's
and we also watched the special that was on the desk.
Oh, the DVD, the look back where you see everybody now talking about
I
the show.
I saw that as well.
Wow.
Yes.
Jerry looks pretty much exactly the same.
Jerry looks pretty
same.
Much the same. Mikey had a rough time in Texas in bars, it looks like. That's what that looks
wow.
like.
Rode hard, put away wet a few
Frank
times.
Frank Limmer, I don't know. Frank Limmer looked a little disturbing, and I can't tell you why. It's not that he looked weird or anything, but that's Frank Limmer, and he looks nothing like Frank Limmer. He's not all in black.
Uh-huh.
He's not skinny as a rail with a ponytail.
Yeah.
So
he still had the same face. He was just wearing some peach shirt, you know.
It was totally...
It's weird. And Kubiak had a full beard.
Yes,
and, you know,
exactly.
Gray.
You know, I've seen him, you know, on ER and other stuff, and I have not seen this Grizzly Adams thing. He's, I was like, what are you doing, dude?
It was like he purposely tried to make himself look like as different as possible. I don't know.
Okay.
It was good, though. It was a fun little retrospective.
It certainly was. I've also, one of the movies that I will not talk about now because we'll talk about it later, something that I did watch. I watched Punisher Warzone. Just so I can say I've completed things. And we'll talk about that. I have watched the Tron Legacy movie trailer.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Is that good?
So good.
Oh, is that good or what?
Do you know that for whatever strange reason, I couldn't go buy tickets for it right now? Because I looked.
Because they haven't finished making the film yet.
I don't care.
I don't care.
First off, it's a damn fine looking trailer.
Oh, it's actually a looking trailer.
It's a dark trailer. And if this is a Disney movie with a dark trailer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The motorcycles have curved. They can curve now.
Yes.
Oh,
upgrade.
And of course, there at the end, you saw, you know, Disney Digital 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Then IMAX 3D. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
Is there another movie I need to see between now and then? I don't know.
There might be.
Tron Legacy. That's Jeff Bridges looks amazing.
When does it come out?
Next year.
Okay.
There you go. Sometime next year. I couldn't tell you when. And today in the mail from Shay, I received my Black Core ring.
Because
the Blackest Night, please.
Thank you.
The Blackest Night comic, if you went to select friendly local neighborhood comic shops, they had free little Green Lantern rings to give away. And one of them was the Black Core ring, which is a bit bigger than I thought it was going to be.
It's nice. It's
it
not
is.
Literally like cheap and flimsy.
No, it's not. It's pretty good.
It's
so
plastic.
It is. Well, it's free. So you get what you pay for.
I'm going to wear it for the rest of the show.
Oh, wow.
Do powers onto you.
And me without my ring on. No!
Oh, no!
It knocks against the microphone here and does that clinking sound. So, let's see. Wow. La, 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 la. Yeah, I believe, I think we probably paid some more boom blocks or whatever. But yeah, that's pretty much about, that's the geeky week right there.
Groovy.
Yes, indeed. So what do we do now? It's been too long since I've done this. Because normally there's like another person who talks. And they're not here.
Let me do my Vicar impersonation. I watched Torn.
Radio News. You've been a naughty boy.
With William Flynn.
Look at there, the greatest American hero himself.
You heard it here, eventually.
Okay. Forgot we have that one. We're going to Dragon Con.
Yes.
We're going to be at Dragon Con.
In 34 days?
We will not be bringing tuxedos.
Nope.
Because we have not made the final round of nominations for a Parsec. Not that I'm bitter. And I'm not, because as I could tell you to start with, we weren't going to win anyway. And now I'm right. Now you know for a fact.
Yeah, now you guaranteed that we're right.
You know for a fact that we're not going to win. Yes. So there's we don't have to get into the tuxedos.
Uh-huh.
There's not the drama. We're not biting our nails.
Uh-huh.
When we lose after we're nominated, we don't have to stand around and go, it was an honor to be nominated. We don't have to do any of that.
We don't have to stick around for an hour going, man, I would really like some ice cream right now.
Exactly, because it's Saturday night DragonCon. It's hardcore party time's going to be going on. And maybe we'll find a place to go have a parsec party, invite everybody, steal their parsecs, lock them in, and leave. Sounds like a plan.
That sounds like
to
a plan to me.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yes.
Or we could have a party, and the only people who are allowed to come in are people who didn't get a parsec.
Ooh,
that could be interesting.
That's a lot of people at DragonCon.
Yes, there is.
I meant of 50,000
people.
Podcasting world.
I see what you're saying.
Smartass.
Cool. Better than being a dumbass any day of the week. Did we pick a date for the pub crawl?
I believe November 14th.
Something I think like she that. Said November 14th. So, attentively, you should talk to us now, because if November 14th is not good for you, we might have some wiggle room. But for right now, I think we almost completely in stone have November 14th set down for the third annual GRD pub crawl. So please, throw us some messages.
If you haven't been able to make it in the past, it's so
going to
want
to go to this one.
And if you come to the GRD pub crawl and you have won a parsec, you're buying beer.
Well, don't say that, then they won't come.
Damn, I should have waited for that one.
Well, hey, last year you were able to witness, if you attended the GRD pub crawl, you were able to witness me win a go-go dancing contest.
Yes.
So I don't know that'll be happening, because I can't see that far into the future yet.
Yet.
But who knows what could happen.
It and, was really,
we'll
really
we'll have a bunch
fun.
Of librarians that will, how nasty they are, so we'll get them out
there.
They'll
be wearing leather.
That's Billy Flynn at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Thank you. So, yeah. That's our news. I believe.
I believe so.
I don't think we have anything else there. Do you know of anything?
No.
Nope. Really.
Okay.
I've got mail.
I got an earache.
Ow.
Nice.
Holy crap.
You shouldn't listen so loud.
Let's delete that one.
No. Dear guys, I didn't know if you guys are fans or not, but did you guys see the Torchwood Children of Earth 5-night special and the Doctor Who Planet of the Dead? I saw it and loved every minute of it. First, I guess we stop there, because then we move on. Have not seen Torchwood. Doctor Who... Yes, saw that a month or so ago, months ago, a little bit
we
ago.
We have the Torchwood on the DVR, but are waiting for the kids, because they don't know any back stuff from Torchwood. So
other than them watching them the first season. Other than that, they know nothing about it. But Torchwood is awesome. I cannot wait to see it. I'm already missing the fact that we don't have more episodes than the 5 I haven't seen yet, but life goes on and we'll be fine. Also, I was reading a book called Skeptic's Book to the Paranormal, and there's a chapter called Yeti, Bigfoot, and Other Hairy Creatures. And when I saw this, I thought, when did the Bruce's family have a family reunion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I went there. So until there are more books about the Bruce's family, make mine GRD. That's from Jonathan in Birmingham.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan from Birmingham. I have to say that I am the tallest and probably hairiest individual in my entire family. So it wasn't my family that you saw in any of those scary little pictures that you see with the whole Bigfoot family.
Okay.
So it's not mine.
Sure. That's if we can take your word for it.
Go ahead.
That's our last print mail. So then we have to move to voicemail, including Chris talking to us about the Green Lantern movie.
Hey, GRD crew. This is Chris from the Jesus Geese calling. I just got finished watching a preview copy of Green Lantern First Flight. It's nice having friends who are managers at Hollywood Video, so you get these preview copies before the release to the general audience. Definitely capture good spirit of Green Lantern. You're definitely love it, Billy. Definitely will say, though, this has earned its PG-13 and might have some moments in there which are not really great for kids, so keep that in mind. So keep up the good work, guys. I can't wait to hear you guys talk about it. And
almost done.
Yeah, definitely a fun movie. And so until Billy Flynn takes down his pictures of Katie Sackhoff from his Facebook page, make mine GRD.
Wow, well, I guess I got to leave that up there. No,
not anytime soon, buddy.
I was thinking about changing that, too. That's,
not
that's
anymore.
The thing. Okay, well, yes, Chris, I'm glad you did enjoy that. We'll be talking about that in a moment. First, though, of course, it's time for Jabba.
You know, it's really frustrating, the awkward situations you guys put me in sometimes.
We put you in.
Mm-hmm.
For example, anytime anybody says Lifetime, I give it if they're not talking about television, you know, they're like, oh, I haven't done that in a lifetime or whatever, lifetime. I just can't. I always want to say, for women. That's messed up. And that's on top of, I've never seen the show Lost. Never once have seen it. And but anytime anybody talks about it, they're always like Lost. And I'm like, and I know you guys, you're referencing something else. What does that come from? Because, I always look pretty stupid, and they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
You should tell them to listen to our show.
And I believe we've explained this before, but whenever we say Lost, and you hear that wonderful clip. It was this beautiful, beautiful thing where I believe it was season two on YouTube. Somebody posted this, or was it College Humor? One of the two. Somebody posted this wonderful thing, and it was like, oh my goodness, look, they've come up with a new theme song for the show Lost. Which doesn't really have one. So it's basically they've made an opening credits montage 80s style with a cheesy little song in the background. That's not the one. Cheesy little song in the background. You know, describing the situation that they're in, that they are on this island and they are indeed lost. And all the trials and tribulations they face. And of course, and it stars Terry O'Quinn as John Locke.
Okay, so, yeah.
It is quite
and
funny.
And the rest.
And of course, I emailed this out to my friends, you know, going, oh, dude, they've come up with a new theme song. And it was like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, I'll send you the link. You'll hear it. And they're like, okay, that was funny.
Yeah.
Way to go, jerk. You should have warned me. The doctor checks in.
Hey, guys. It's the doctor.
Told you.
Just having remembered, I wanted to call and say, Bruce, sorry to hear about your dog. Hope you find him.
We did.
There you go.
And in the spirit of trying to make this a little lighter, hope it works. Maybe you should get another dog, name him R2,
huh?
And have him go and search for Obi.
There you go.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. You probably got that joke.
I did.
I don't know if you appreciated it.
No, sorry, it's okay.
I thought it was funny.
Just trying to lighten your mood. Anyway, I hope you do find him. Best of luck, the doctor.
So see, the doctor
sent
you
very much.
There
thank you very much. Yeah, I, for everybody who didn't hear the regular show, the Daily Show
of course
that
you
I was
did.
On, you heard it. I'm sure you did. But yes, Obi is home. Obi's back. Animal
His
control.
Front too.
Animal control picked him up. Apparently, he was eating all the some neighbor's cat food, and the lady was getting pissed, and so they set up a trap for him, and he got caught and. We got our dog back, so
yay.
Yes, we're happy about that.
Is he doing okay? I mean, settling in?
He's better. He lost like 3 pounds, but picturing he was a 17-pound dog to begin with, losing 3 pounds is a bit in like less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Cat food's not filling, apparently.
No, apparently it's not. He had a day of nightmares. So every time he would wake up, he'd wake up screaming and crying and stuff
Where's
like that.
Where's cat food?
Yeah, but after
that's
a day,
really
he's fine.
Sad.
Well,
yeah.
if that's sad, we should pick up your spirits with a message from Jabba.
So I was listening to that late night show. I want to say Jimmy Kimmel, but it's not Jimmy Kimmel.
No, it's not.
It's that guy that took over, not for Jay, because O'Brien took over Jay, and then...
Fallon.
That douchebag. Oh, Fallon. Fallon. Something Fallon. Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon, not funny.
He blows so much. Like, it's not even funny. Like, they keep on, I want to say they keep saying, oh, his ratings are up. But that guy blows so much. I just spent the last 10 minutes watching him on mute because I was drunk. And I was too drunk to unmute it.
Nice.
And it was very funny, muted. And it made me realize that if I unmuted it, it would become very unfunny.
Jimmy Kimmel,
Fallon
watch him muted. It's funnier.
No, that was
Jimmy
Fallon.
Oh, that's right, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, who... In your opinion, sir, I do agree with that because Jimmy Fallon walked around Comic-Con in some outfit as a bit for his show trying to be... Jimmy Fallon has moments, and if Jimmy Fallon could stop cracking up at how clever he is...
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just maybe. I don't know. Jimmy Fallon... He had some awful song when I was working part-time at B101.5, Idiot Boyfriend, that we played for like maybe 2-3 weeks, and I was like, oh, God, really? Every time it played, I would like leave. I would like leave the studio because I was just tired of hearing it. Hey, someone hasn't checked in a while. Is checking in. It's Indigo.
Hey guys, this is Indigo.
See, he had a blip there. Said to tell you.
Just been a bit busy. Not much to report really, but I did recently pick up the first 3 issues of a new comic, The Unwritten from Vertigo, which if you read Fables, it was in a few issues of that in the back, a preview, and it's a lot better than that preview might have led you to believe.
Really?
It's about Tommy Taylor, a Harry Potter sort of character whose father based the character on him, or so it would seem. And it's about realism in a sense, in that all of these literary characters are apparently real. And that's not something I can say for certainty because it hasn't evolved that far yet, but it's a very intriguing story. And when I was done with the 3rd issue alone, I was already cursing the gods like I do most other comics that it was over already. But I just wanted to call and report that. Also... The doctor may be planning to screw with your heads.
What?
Because he might be coming to Virginia in November to coincide with his last flub up when he was talking to you. I say might because it's the exact same day Left 4 Dead 2 comes out, and I doubt he can resist. It's wild. Anyway, this is Indigo, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, thank you so much, sir. The unwritten... Okay, well, that does sound better than the little preview read. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll have to give that a shot. Wow. Yeah, Jabba.
You know, I don't know what geek means. And I think geek radio daily. Geek radio daily.
Say it again.
Geek radio daily.
One more time.
What does that mean?
Oh, fine.
Geek radio.
There it is.
You know, I think I'm done with the geek monitor. Moniker. Moniker.
Thank you.
There you go, Flynnstress.
It wasn't her.
Thanks, Java, for saying it right. Moniker.
Moniker.
Moniker Lewinsky? No, sorry.
Oh, I think I'm too drunk to be leaving messages.
It's never stopped you
too
before.
Much planning is involved.
Is that it, Java? Then he just breathed into the microphone for a while. Well, thank you, sir. Geek, sir, we're in an era, back when we were kids,
yes,
geek and nerd was the same thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, we get to pick on nerds.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Not that we should,
yeah,
because we want everyone to be inclusive, because we remember what it was like when we were shunned. Just because we're ruling the world right now.
Yes.
Doesn't mean... Okay, geek. We are sort of becoming the mainstream now, which is kind of weird.
It is,
but geek is
all
that
good.
It's all that goofy stuff that everyone made fun of us for liking, but they secretly liked it too, but weren't cool enough to tell their friends that they did.
Yeah,
they didn't have the courage.
Star Wars,
exactly.
They didn't have the courage to say that they liked it too. So hey,
be who you really are.
Yeah,
Bruce. That's
we did a whole show on what it was to be a geek.
I believe so.
Episode one.
He was probably drunk.
Well, he can go back to the archives.
He could. Episode one of the Sweekly show.
Yeah, maybe, but
the Weekly show has an episode one that does not talk about that. I promise you, because episode one was done in 20 minutes while we were at work with nobody watching. So I'm saying the Sweekly label.
Right.
Well, then you're right. You got to find a number, because you can't say one, because people go look for one, and that's not it.
Okay.
The Bruce will find that later, just for you. In the meantime,
GRD Weekly.
Exactly.
One.
No.
Really?
No. That's what I just said to you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Fine.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was rethinking some of these Hollywood remakes as sitting down with my brats watching Wolfen the other day.
Good movie.
I remember this being a good movie and the story's still good, but they sure could pick up the pace a little. And then I was thinking, just think of how much better Twilight would be if it was remade with Bruce Campbell as the dad and directed by Michael Bay.
Oh!
Explosions.
That would be such a better movie. It would be such a great movie. Bruce Campbell is the dad?
Well, Bruce Campbell in anything. Bruce Campbell in Macbeth.
Not anything.
Okay,
what role would his chin play?
The stake that kills Edward Cullen.
Okay.
How's that? Wolfen. I don't know if you've ever seen Wolfen. It's based on a book by Whitley Strieber. Fantastic book. An interesting movie starring Albert Finney and Gregory Hines, of all people. Involving, there are wolves, but are they super smart wolves? What are they exactly? The movie barely scratches the surface. The book is fascinating. Either way, it's a damn fine story. It's a damn fine read. It's a damn fine look. And it's one of the few times I remember seeing a decapitated body watch its own body. A decapitated head watch its own body. Very few times have you ever seen that.
Interesting.
Exactly. Meantime, Jabba.
That was really weird. It cut me off early. I wonder if your message was like, look, I'm done with you, Jabba. And I was like, whoa, I'm not done yet. And it was like, look, you've called too many times. And I'm like, I haven't called enough times.
And that's Java, ladies and gentlemen.
He's arguing with himself and the machine.
Yes. Awesome. Quick message, quick question, actually, for you, Flynnstress.
Hey, okay. Flynnstress, do chicks dig Jupiter's scar?
It makes him look like a bad boy.
Is that what it is?
Makes Jupiter look tough.
No wonder people like Edward Cullen. Oh, hey.
It's weird. Your message keeps cutting me off. It keeps going, beep. Your message is over, even though I haven't been silent. But then again, I have a crappy phone. You know what the Samsung Instinct, you know, this is just you did stay away from that phone. It's an iPhone clone that's like nowhere. Why can I keep recording now? It cut me off like so many times earlier. I don't know. Ugh, I think I have to pee. I do.
There's no filter.
You just said you had a mobile phone. Go pee.
There's no filter. It pops up in the brain.
Don't pee and talk to us at the same time.
No, because That has got to be one of the most dumbass things I've ever seen someone do. The first time I ever saw that, back in my Circuit City days, we were at Sam and Harry's, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I stole into the men's room, and there, standing at the urinal, is a gentleman. On it, starts dialing the phone,
okay,
while walking up to the urinal. Oh, yeah, well, it's going well. I'm like, seriously? Seriously.
That's when you just want to kind of bump into his shoulder a little bit and hit the urinal with it.
If you're at home, like, it's a little different if you're at home.
Sure, but...
And you're talking to someone in your
family. Can you not wait the 30 to 45 seconds to finish peeing, put your stuff away, and then pick up the phone?
I know,
seriously.
Weird. Wow. Thanks, Jabba, for making me think of that again. And now it's time for us to hear from the fine mascot of this program.
Hey, this is Drace. I'm still at the fair. I work for 3 more hours, so what fun. The cheer we were going to do was the one I had learned from Evo Terra, which ended with Eat a Baby, but we couldn't remember what the rest of the lyrics were, so instead we went with Kill, Kill, Hate, Hate, Murder, Murder, Mutilate, but the scooter people did not like that, and no one would joust for us. Although I did convince a couple of kids to sword fight with their foot-long cord knocks. Hope you guys are having fun. I sure am. Bye.
Aw.
She's entertaining herself.
Apparently. Dre sent us a message on The Daily Show this morning, and, the scooters and joustings and all these things. And then she dropped a note on Facebook because we're like, well, you know, we'd like to know more about this. And she said something about that she'd done a cheer, and I was like, oh, you really need to call tonight and give us the cheer.
Yeah, exactly.
I was hoping for more of a, you know.
Rah, rah, re.
But she's describing
knee.
It. But you can't go wrong there. But either way.
You just want to picture her in a cheerleader outfit.
I was doing that anyway. So, which I said to her on Facebook. I was like, well, I'm already picturing you in the outfit anyway. So there's that.
I didn't even see your comment.
No, you didn't see me talk to Barbara either. Hey, Barbara, how you doing? If you'd like to drop a note to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce or Flynn, it's all at geekradiodaily.com. Or send drunken voicemails to...
No, I'm doing this a little different this time.
Oh, God.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Okay.
Or 206-386-4325.
I'm totally confused now.
I said the numbers.
Oh.
I'll do it one more time.
We have numbers?
206-3-FUN-HECK. Or 206-386-4325.
I'm never going to remember that.
I don't.
3-FUN-HECK's good enough.
I like it. I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Silk.
Okay, talk about something very, very easy, and everybody should already know.
But I'm awesome.
But breathing, no.
Oh.
It's involuntary, Bruce.
Yes, it is. And it should be when you're working out. However, this is one of the first things I actually have to teach my clients how to do. Because when they're exercising, I actually get questions. The one amazing question I get is, like, when should I breathe when I'm exercising? Is it, do you breathe in or out at this time?
Oh.
Yeah. And I have to teach my clients how to breathe. It's like, okay, they're exercising, I can see them hold their breath. I'm like, breathe, open your mouth, breathe.
While exercising, holding
their
breath?
Well, like, lifting weights, you know,
lifting weights and doing light aerobics. Sometimes they'll just start holding their breath.
Wow.
And just, you know, they're doing the core abs. What they're doing is, if they're holding their breath, they're doing something called the Valsalva maneuver. It was named by Dr. Valsalva. And what
Sounds
you're doing
dirty.
Is, yeah, no.
It really does.
What you're doing is you're bracing your body for heavy exercise. You're building up your internal pressure so you can stabilize your core body. There's a problem with this. You increase your internal pressure, you also increase your blood pressure.
Oh.
And this done too hard, too many times, can rupture blood vessels, such as in your eye or even in your brain.
Ah.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's bad. So we teach people to breathe out during the exercise portion, during the exertion portion of an exercise. Yes, exactly. During a bench press, it's where you're pushing up, you breathe,
and
breathe out.
I don't know how the hell anybody else does it, but that's how it helps me lift that.
Yeah, exactly.
That breath coming out to hit the bar,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it does help out. Once I can get my clients to realize this, they're like, okay, yeah, all right, now I got it. Now they can do it.
Makes sense.
It makes sense, but some people just don't know. And if they're lifting lighter weights, the breathing out isn't as important. Yeah.
Well, it's like We Fit. When you're doing the yoga stuff in We Fit and some of the other activities,
it actually tells you
when to breathe in and
breathe
out.
It's got a visual indicator.
Yeah. Circle, and you go with it, too. Yeah. It helps you to work on your breathing.
And there are different ways to slow your breath down, especially if you're done with aerobic activity. I swear I can talk today. I just can't prove
it.
I just can't prove it.
No.
Breathing in through your nose, holding for half a beat, breathing out through your mouth, that's calms your heart rate down, and just, you know, breathing in and out. So when you are doing exercises, open your mouth. Breathe through your mouth as well. It'll get more oxygen into your system a little bit quicker.
Nice.
Not like, well, maybe like that.
Maybe.
That was sexy. That was just funny.
Want a bit?
So yeah, if you'd like some help, if you're out there trying to do what some of us have done and get into a little bit better shape, you can absolutely do that because the GRD Fit Club is here for you. We're there at those fantastic forums at geekradiodaily.com. There is a Fit Club section right there, so you can be all the geek without the weight. The Bruce is there answering questions, and the rest of us will tell you any and every damn thing that we know. Like, for instance, how I'm going to probably end up picking up that EA Active for the Nintendo because quite a few folks from the forums have it. And they're like, well, there's some adjustments getting it set, but once you're there, it works really well. And it's
wonderful.
More of a workout overall than the regular Wii Fit thing is because you can set it up different ways and blah, 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 blah.
And I'm a little bored with Wii Fit. Like, there's only so many exercises.
There's only so many things to do. There certainly
Wii
is.
Wii Fit 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Nice. There you go. So, yes, indeed. Make sure you do all of that. We're going to be right back talking about Marvel versus DC, the movie edition here, this 56th edition, thank you, of GRD's Weekly.
Hey, everyone. I'm Chris.
And I'm Cliff.
And we're Christians. And we've been made into a stereotype of people who just don't enjoy science fiction.
Well, they're just silly.
That's right, Clifford. Us here at The Jesus Geeks, we do mix theology, our love for Jesus, and also our love for everything geeky into a fun podcast.
Wow, that's amazing!
Yes, it is, Clifford. And this amazing podcast can be found at www.thejesusgeeks.com. So remember, everyone, for the latest on entertainment, culture, and the geek lifestyle from a Christian point of view, tune into The Jesus Geeks.
We're the Christian missionaries to the geek culture.
Or we could be the geek missionaries to the Christian culture.
Ooh.
So remember, everyone, if you're a geek-loving Christian out there, check out The Jesus Geeks podcast at www.thejesusgeeks.com.
This is Martin from the GroovyManchester.com, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Club soda, my good man. This is awesome. I'm in a movie. I've got a big-time movie. Got a big-time movie star. What are you drinking, Bruce? My treat.
Water.
Oh, come on, Bruce. Live a little. How often do you get a movie made about you?
Well, there was Adam West, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, the animated movie, and Christian Bale. And the sequel. Unless you count the movie serial from the 1940s.
I'm gonna need some cognac over here and leave the bottle.
I'm wearing the helmet, Charles, so don't even think about cheating.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Your thoughts? Your
might want to protect you, might want to protect you.
Thank you.
Checkmate.
Well, I guess you can't win them all. Just like we all can't have movies made about us, can we, Charles?
I'm very happy for you, Eric.
A movie by David Goyer, who wrote Batman Begins.
Yes, and directed Blade Trinity, I believe.
What? No, she's my cousin. It's not like that. Hey, Logan!
Just keep walking, bub.
What's up with Logan and Superman?
Logan thinks Superman stole his director, so now he won't talk to him.
Oh, how did those movies turn out?
You didn't see them? Oh, right, sorry. Wait, so that means you couldn't even see your movie?
No. So how was Guy Pearce in it?
Guy Pearce?
Yeah. Well, I heard he was rumored to play me for a while, and then people just sort of stopped talking to me about it. So how was he?
I think my spider sense is tingling. Gotta go.
GRD Sweekly.
That was funny.
Number 56, Marvel versus DC, the movie edition. First off, I should say, no matter who wins, so do we, I guess, because Marvel versus DC, long time people, you know, I like Spider-Man, I like Batman, whatever. I just always liked comics.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a good comic, if it was a bad comic, didn't matter. As long as it was something I enjoyed reading, I don't care which company it
was. And if you're not a true geek, if you're kind of into it, they always ask you, are you a DC guy or are you a Marvel guy? Yeah. I'm like, I like them both. I don't have to split my, you know.
Right.
Do you think that most geeks are one or the other, or most geeks are?
If you have to come down to it, if you are pressed and you have to come down to it,
if you're stuck on a desert island,
yes, it's one of these things. No matter how much we all love them, it always comes down to Marvel, DC, Star Trek, or Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah. You know, all of this stuff. It comes down to it. So of course, movies, comic books, superheroes, and movies seems like a natural combination.
Especially lately.
But for a while there, it was only in the denizens of TV. Now, there was a bunch of movie serials back in the 30s. I don't know how much of these you want to go to. There was a Batman. There was a Captain America.
I remember Green Hornet.
Bunch of them.
Yes.
Commando Cody, by all means, the best, but he's not a Marvel or DC. Of course, in you had television shows, Batman.
Yes.
Batman with Adam West.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Oh, God, back in 66, yeah.
Of course, Marvel got into it in the 70s, had a live-action Spider-Man show.
Yeah, the series of movies that he was in. Oh, those are great. They were horrible, but they're great.
You know what?
I was like, what, 7 or 8, and Spider-Man and the Hulk were on TV when I was a kid.
Exactly.
That
was it, man. That was the best.
And keeping in mind, The Incredible Hulk, probably the most successful Marvel property for the longest time. So then you got into movies. Of course, you had Batman. You had Superman. Let's start there. Superman. Okay. DC had Superman. Huzzah. King of the world.
Mm-hmm.
1989, you got your Batman. Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, Marvel kept trying to get in on the action as well,
mm-hmm.
without having the slightest idea of what they were doing, and would sell their rights to anybody that would want to make the movie.
Yeah, anybody who's got, you know, we're not even going to talk about people like Howard the Duck, which is a DC, which is a Marvel
character. It is a Marvel.
We're not going to even talk about that one.
No, we're going to skip that. We'll stick with straight up regular superhero kind of guys here.
And then, the first real Marvel movie was, you know, The Punisher.
Yes. Dolph Lundgren is the Punisher.
Yeah, and
other
that
than,
did so well.
Other than the fact that he didn't have to be the Punisher in that movie for you to watch that movie, if you would change his name to anything else,
it was still the same
movie.
He wasn't
the Punisher, you know?
Exactly.
Louis Gossett Jr., Academy Award winner, Louis Gossett Jr., co-starred with Dolph Lundgren in The Punisher.
Yes.
Think about that.
It's pretty crazy.
He didn't wear the skull.
No.
Because that looks too much like a comic book. We can't have that in our comic book
character.
Movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Huh.
Didn't he get that shirt at the end of the movie, though?
Maybe. I want to say that
so,
he did.
Yeah.
But the coolest thing was he had the knives that had the very end of the handle was the skull, the Punisher skull.
Mm-hmm.
So he left knives all over the place.
Okay.
Awesome. Then, of course, there was the literally aborted Fantastic Four, which was just made so they could clear up the rights.
You also had the Captain America movie, too.
The Captain America movie where our
Thank
first...
Thank you, Mr. President!
Didn't you just recently rewatch that one?
No, didn't you actually rewatch
that? I did.
He
that,
did.
Yeah. Ned Beatty, Ronnie Cox, yeah. Wow. The Albert Pine. Oh, horrible. So the joke for the longest time was, well, Marvel just can't make a good movie. And then back when I worked at another universe, one night, a midnight showing, a little screening at the movie theater, we were in the same mall, so we would do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
They let us in so we could go watch this little thing called Blade.
Yes.
Which is the first good Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Ever made,
which is not a major character, so they could take a little more. They could actually make it closer to the comic book, and you didn't have to worry about the property so much.
Well, there weren't as many
everybody.
People, you know. Yeah. There weren't as many Blade fanboys, you know, dressed
exactly.
up in the outfits, standing there going, "No,
yeah, you
that's
can't
not
do that."
Right.
So they could actually, you know, play with it a little bit, but and still make it a really good movie.
And it did quite well because it's quite a good film.
Yes, it is.
A good movie.
It's
it is a good film.
Quite a good film.
It's a good film.
Which, of course, that really opened the door for them to go for X-Men.
Yes.
Which could have been so bad.
Yes,
could have been so bad.
And it was
one would dare say
good.
That Halle Berry's wig kind of proves that it still is.
Yeah. And that one line
that
at the end
one
of,
line,
son of a
stupidest damn line
Who
in a movie
put that
ever.
Line?
What, which one?
You know what happens when a toad gets struck by lightning?
Same thing happens to everything else.
What?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was the worst line in any film ever.
I remember the fanboys wanting to attack because, you know, we're like, oh, wait a minute. No, Wolverine is too tall. And
yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. The claws are coming from right between the knuckles and not from back here. They were trying. They were trying to get a good movie done because,
yes.
in the meantime, DC had done Batman,
uh-huh.
had done Batman Returns. Both are fantastic.
Yep.
Well, then they did Batman Forever, which isn't great, but it's much better than Batman and Robin.
Well, it was also a lot better than Superman 4.
That's true.
Yes.
Is that Nuclear Man?
That is Nuclear
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And the Bizarro that was in there. The Bizarro that wasn't in there.
Yeah. So he's a Bizarro, but not, just like Superman 3 is not Brainiac, but it is.
Yeah.
It's not. And get these damn things right, folks. Get them right. And that's a great example of what's going on with all of these things, because Superman started out fine, Batman started out fine,
yeah.
and they devolved right about their third movies.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Superman 1 and 2 was being made at the same time.
It was made
time,
as one film.
Same director,
right.
same everything, so they just cut it in half, moved the second movie over.
Fired
so,
Richard Donner, had
yeah.
Richard Lester come in and put a bunch of stupid things about orange juice machines.
Yeah. Pfft.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Clark Kent tripped over a bear rug, and that's how Lois knows he's Superman. That's just dumb.
Yeah, that's really bad.
That's just dumb. But we were forgiving, and that's the
yes.
thing. We were forgiving because we didn't have all
we
of these properties on screen.
Exactly. If you only had Superman,
Right.
You kind of forgive the little things. If you only had Batman, which I loved back in 89.
It still holds up well.
It still does. It's a really good film. You kind of forgive a little bit of the third Batman film because you still love the character. You still loved it.
There's some problems in there, but, you know, the whole wholly rusted metal Batman played for a laugh.
Which is funny.
Which was brilliant.
Which is funny. It's hilarious.
Absolutely brilliant. The throwaway line about Metropolis, like, ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they tied together? No, they're not. So everyone kind of got stuck there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was kind of stuck. Marvel's getting ready to have all their movies. DC, you know, Batman and Robin just tanked it.
Oh, God, kid died.
Steel didn't do much for them.
Oh, no kidding, really? Shaq? He's an actor?
They're like, hey, let's make the Death and Return of Superman movie that once upon a time Kevin Smith was attached to write the screenplay for. I've read that screenplay. It's amazing. There's no way they'd ever film it. It's a complete fanboy thing.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, it's beautiful.
I haven't read it.
Beautiful.
And then you get other movies like, you still got League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Catwoman. Constantine.
See, and there's the problem. DC started out strong with their movies, where Marvel was just couldn't get anything together.
Yeah, couldn't find
Marvel
the footing.
Marvel now is at the top.
Right.
Yes.
They've got your Iron Man.
Spider-Man was really a thing.
Spider-Man. Iron Man just put that into a new stratosphere, because Spider-Man, third movie, and it all of a sudden it sucks again.
Oh, yeah.
No, so can anybody, any comic book company, make a good third movie? Because X-Men 3
was bad.
Did not light the world on fire. Well, that didn't light my world on fire anyway.
Yeah, well, I think what happens at this point is you get the comic book company sells the rights, especially with Marvel, sells the rights, says, okay, make the movie. You can't put these characters into it, but you can put these ones into it, you know. You can only
What is the deal with Marvel and their license with X-Men? Do they have, like, every X-Men character
has his own license? I don't know.
No, because, I mean, that's what I'm wondering, because can they just, like, make a movie about any damn body? Because where did Deadpool come from in the Wolverine movie? Did they have to get permission, or because technically he was an X-Men for half a second, were they able to throw him in there because they have the X-Men license?
I think they may have had a list of which ones you could use.
Wow.
That's just crazy.
But, you know, you can't put the Fantastic Four in a X-Men movie, and you can't have Spider-Man
in
that.
Well, actually, you can, because that's Fox, isn't it? Isn't that Fox?
No.
I don't think
they can do that.
Fantastic Four didn't do Fox? I mean, didn't do
possibly
wasn't done by Fox,
but I don't think the same people owned it, and it's just the crossover is just garbage. So owning it by different studios, and then they put a real good film out. They put a sequel out. This is when the studio goes, "Oh wow, let's milk this cash cow for everything it's worth." Oh, the director doesn't know what they're doing. Let's get involved, and
so,
that always leads to hell.
So we'll do it very quickly because we've talked about this ad nauseum before. But Spider-Man 3. He did not want Venom in the movie. Venom has no business being in the movie.
It would have been really great if they had set him up right at the end.
Right at the end.
Yes. Or even halfway through the movie, start with a suit. Clips him into it. Just a little bit. You know?
Yeah, Parker in the suit. But, I mean, Eddie Brock should not have put on the suit. That should have been your after-the-credits roll moment.
Yeah.
And set it up.
And
for
of course, you'd have a real actor
about
play
at the
Eddie Brock.
They were talking about at the time, you know, that was going to be the last one for Sam. You were going to do new director, new cast altogether.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I remember thinking, well, what better way to do that than to set up Venom for the next movie? You can kick off a new trilogy right there.
Mm-hmm.
No, you went ahead and you spin it all in this film.
Yeah. You try to throw too many actors, too many characters into this movie. And of course, Tobey Maguire. I mean, freaking seriously, Tobey Maguire as Venom. No.
Topher Grace was Venom.
Topher Grace?
Topher Grace. Tobey Maguire was Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, Topher Grace. Sorry. I always mix those. Yeah, they're clones.
Topher Grace is a good actor, dude.
Yeah. They're both decent actors, but in this film?
Okay. Yes. No, they weren't, because they weren't given a lot to do. So that's what I found interesting. The reason I wanted to do this topic is simply because when you look at this and everyone trying to get their movies made, Superman Returns came out and did not set the world on fire. Because
decent movie,
Bryan Singer,
not a great one.
It's a decent film.
The part with the airplane. That was pretty cool.
It's amazing.
Great action sequence.
But, dude, seriously, those of us that know the Richard Donner films, we love them too, but we wanted to see a little more. We wanted something other than Lex Luthor and real estate.
Yeah. This seemed like a slow start. Like, they were going to start another trilogy, and it just was the slow start that you can pick back up into it.
But they lost people.
They did.
You know?
Yeah,
they
of course, it was too slow.
And their problem there was they've got crap on TV. They have Smallville. And I believe we talked about this at the time way back when. Wow, that was the other show, wasn't it? Smallville, a bunch of the kids went to go see Superman Returns and were completely freaking confused. First of all, why is Lex Luthor a little silly and why doesn't he know Clark?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't really like exist at the same time.
Exactly.
No. I mean, they could, but like people have a hard time differentiating.
There's not one canon, unfortunately. There's not one.
There's not. And most, your general populace does not understand this concept that these characters, everything that they've ever done, well, sure, they've done them, but not this particular version of this character right now has not done all of them.
They're not real?
Which is,
they don't actually exist?
Which is horrible. And that's a major problem with a lot of this. I mean, do you stay with a comic book, though? Do you stay with a comic book?
What version of the comic book? I mean, the comic book itself.
Yeah. Do you stay with the comic book?
Which title for that character
is the amazing,
is
spectacular?
Is it the in-continuity comic? The not-in-continuity comic? Yeah. It's just all over the place. And that's why I have to say, and the main reason we're talking about this is because it's the animated movies that really got me interested in this. Because Marvel started off really strong with Ultimate Avengers.
Yes.
Yes, we liked that one a lot.
Ultimate Avengers, which covers roughly the first half of the first chapter of the Ultimates, first overall story arc of the Ultimates. Really, really good. Done well. Stuff straight from the comic is in there.
It was very well done.
Only minor changes here and there, but everything done. Again, this is what I talk about, organic changes. I really, really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. And then Ultimate Avengers 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Not quite as good.
Not as good?
Did not pick up the storyline. At all. Did not finish the storyline and decided, hey, let's go find Black Panther. That's somebody we want to make a movie out of.
Exactly.
Which you would have thought Marvel would have learned from the Incredible Hulk TV reunion movies. When they kept trying to throw another character in.
Daredevil.
The black-suited Daredevil. Yeah. Just because you can put a character in there to interact, you should not necessarily do that.
Suitability. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Now, Marvel did. They have some couple other ones. They had Iron Man,
the Invincible Iron Man, and Doctor Strange. Both of those I thought were pretty good.
Iron Man was pretty good. I remember at the time thinking, and I'd have to see it again to say, but I really thought that when we got to the end of it, I thought we were going to have one more battle. I thought there was, I didn't think we had the big battle. I thought we were getting ready to have the big battle,
and the credits.
And it went off. And I was confused by that. The Doctor Strange, I really liked Doctor Strange.
I actually liked that one too when that came out. I don't really remember. I haven't seen it since, but
there was one where they were like the mythical things. Oh, you know, it came out not that far after Ghost Rider.
I was about to say, you pointed out that Iron Man movie and Ghost Rider.
The Doctor Strange movie. Or maybe it was Iron Man.
Elementals.
The Elementals.
Pretty sure that was Iron Man, I think. Whatever it was, they stole the plot from one of those. Iron Man, I think it is. She thinks it's Doctor Strange. For Ghost Rider.
I'm looking it up right now.
Which was not a good movie either.
No.
Yeah. Not a good movie.
It was done much better in whichever animated movie it is that I decide that it is. But, you know, it was very similar to that part of Ghost Rider.
And then you get the Hulk versus. I have actually seen either one of these.
We just saw these.
Go ahead, tell
me. Hulk versus Thor. That was the first one we saw. On the DVD, there's two of them. That lasts about 45 minutes. And I don't know why it's not an hour and a half. Because the storyline to this, you start off at the beginning, which gives you an overall idea of Asgard and Thor and everything real quick.
Okay.
You're like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we miss 15 minutes because Loki captures out of nowhere, I mean literally into his lair, pulls Bruce Banner and uses him to take over as the Hulk to try to trash Asgard. And Thor has to fight him.
While Odin is sleeping.
While Odin's in Odin's sleep.
Okay.
And it's like, okay.
So they could have fleshed it out, added like 20 to 25 minutes, you know, added some background information, some story to it,
and made it
a good, real, full movie, and it would have been good.
There's some character moments in here that you don't really have an emotional connection to because that's part of what we didn't see. Mm-hmm. They just wanted you to see the battle between Hulk and Thor so badly that they called it Hulk versus Thor and tried to get to it as quick as they could.
Yeah.
And the battle was certainly very interesting, but it wasn't quite fully well
developed. I would rather have seen that as a full-blown movie called Hulk versus Thor and have it been a Thor movie in which, Bruce Banner was kidnapped and, they use Hulk to blow him up. Okay.
Now, it was far better than Hulk versus Wolverine.
Hulk versus Wolverine starts very promising. It's got a very nice promise to it. It starts off, boom, and then we opening pre-credits little moment. And then we go back and you set up Wolverine. He's coming in. He's in the yellow and blue like he was in Hulk 180. Mm-hmm. Thank you. He's going to go off to fight the Hulk. And then we get back to where we were. So we have this nice, crazy big battle between Hulk and Wolverine that ends. And then Wolverine is kidnapped. And apparently we have a flashback. You can't tell. I swear to God, you can't tell
when it's
if it's a flashback or not a flashback or when it's supposed to be.
Hmm.
But then all of a sudden you get the Weapon X storyline.
Okay.
And this one's only 37 minutes.
And Deadpool was there. And Deadpool's the girl with the adamantium fingernails.
Lady Deathstrike is in it.
For just no reason.
No reason.
It's again, it's like, well, if you had fleshed this one out, maybe, if you wanted to tell the story of Weapon X and tie it into this.
Do you think that they try to make two movies and then the director said, hey, we don't have enough money to put out two?
It's the same people. You know, the same people were involved in all of this. And I was just very confused by it because it didn't seem to serve any purpose other than they just wanted you to see, hey, the Hulk's got a movie coming out. Let's put him fighting people in animated form so people will get excited for it.
Yeah.
Right. Hulk versus Thor, I really wanted to see fleshed out and become a real, full-blown movie. Would like to have seen that. But
even in and of itself, it was all right.
It was enjoyable. Okay. I would watch that again before I watched Hulk versus Wolverine again because I did like that better.
Then let's go to the DC animated films.
Well, before we go.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to see
you. I know I don't say this very often, but you were right. It was the Invincible Iron Man.
Thank you.
Okay,
that had
good.
The elementals that I felt like I was a ripoff from Ghost Rider. You were right.
It was pretty good there.
So let's go to the DC movies. And the first one that comes to mind is Batman, Mask of the Phantasm.
Mask of the Phantasm.
Which was actually a theatrical release.
It was going to be straight to VHS.
Uh-huh. Back in 93.
And they were like, you know, my God, this is pretty good.
This is actually good.
Put it in theaters. And it is.
And it was better than Batman and Robin.
It was better than Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Batman origin story.
Sort of. Yeah.
It was very
well done.
If you've watched the animated series, chances are you've seen Mask of the Phantasm, and if for some strange reason you haven't, you should go do it right now because, my God.
It's really good.
It has an action sequence moment in it that other movies have stolen.
Wow. The
motorcycle, where the motorcycle's charging Bruce Wayne, and he does that little flip kick and knocks the guy off the motorcycle while standing in the street. I've seen that in other movies nowadays.
Didn't they do that in Daredevil?
Yeah.
Daredevil?
They did do that in Daredevil.
Daredevil, there you go.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. And actually, they actually tied this movie into Batman Beyond.
They did.
Back when his origin story came around. So I love how they did that one. Just one character that you've seen one time, they bring him back. Comes back around again.
Yeah.
Sorry,
so
spoiler.
You have to flash forward. So Marvel does their animated movies, and DC's like, hey, that's a good idea. Maybe we should do some stuff. So they made a couple of animated movies themselves.
Superman Doomsday. Was really good.
Blew our damn socks off.
Yes, it was.
The first 30 minutes is almost an exact...
Shot for shot,
of Superman number 75. And then it goes off in not a completely different way, but some of the threads from the comic storyline tied in a way that I thought was phenomenal. And yeah, if you wanted to do a Superman movie with Doomsday, you could have done it that way, and I would have been happy with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Justice League, New Frontier.
Which
was very well done. I love the fact that they went back to the 1940s with these characters.
Just like the graphic novel was.
Exactly. And it was even a Green Lantern story.
Yes, it was.
An origin story for that one.
It really was, that was an interesting way of doing that, too.
Mm-hmm. And I thought they would have taken it that way with Green Lantern. Just spin them off from there and been the 1940s version of Green Lantern through the movies.
But no, there was no need for that. That's what's been really cool to me about the DC version of it. We were talking about it before. Which version of what?
Yeah.
DC has not... Marvel is taking their animated movies and doing like their movies. They're trying to build a franchise in animated form. Mm-hmm. DC is telling a story in animated form and then just telling another one.
Yes.
And if that means you've got Superman and Doomsday dying, and then you've got Superman in the 1940s fighting with everybody, well, it doesn't so much matter because it's just a really good story that we're experiencing.
Yes. So they're not even saying there's any canon whatsoever. It's like, okay, it's this person, now it's this one. Just
because we saw
this
all
is
that,
separate,
and
this is separate, this is separate.
We turned around and we got Wonder Woman, which was an origin story, and way past the 1940s.
Really well done, it was 1990s, 1920s, you know?
And, you know.
So, hey.
Great. It is great. When you hear Kerry Russell's going to be Wonder Woman, you're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Kind of, you know...
Felicity.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Felicity. Oh. No, but she's still very, my hair. She's very feminine, and she's kind of small, you know, for person physical stature. And
but
she's
got the voice for it.
Right.
She certainly did have the acting chops for
and
that.
And her and Nathan Fillion, just, you know.
They were great in Waitress, so I was, you know, I was going to let him go. I was like, sure, let's see what they do.
I'd watch him, listen to him do anything. I love some Nathan
Really?
Fillion.
Mm-hmm. You'd watch him play Wolverine on the Xbox 360?
Probably. She would.
I think I might.
Okay. Yeah. But she won't watch me. That's nice to know.
She's got standards.
No. Green Lantern First Flight.
Yes.
I've waited such a long time.
We got our screener copy of this one, and loved it.
You know, if you want to do an origin story, here's a way to do it. Let's knock out the origin in the first 4 minutes and just get the hell on with the story.
Exactly. Great way to do it, too.
I know, because if you watched New Frontier, you kind of know all this.
Yeah.
So here's just a quick encapsulated version of how we're doing it for this story.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Was that all before the opening credits, too? I don't remember.
No, I think they did the opening credits and they rolled right into that.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
I'd have to go watch it again, which I will.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was that close. It was 5 minutes, maybe 8.
It is a
total.
Sinestro story, of course, because how can it be a Green Lantern story? You notice he's wearing the newer Sinestro Corps uniform in this one. I thought that was rather nice. You know, if you're a Green Lantern fanboy, Chip is in this. Tomar Rae is in this. There's so many. Kilowog is in this.
Yeah.
Michael Madsen does the voice of Kilowog, by the way. That is fantastic. It is a really good time. I will be the first to tell you, Wonder Woman, I think, is better. It is a better movie. Mm-hmm. But I'm a Green Lantern fanboy, and that's the one I'm going to watch again and again and again.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Again. I liked how he made like a big golf club and hit the other.
Yes! He took all these things that shouldn't work
from
the comics, making big oversized props. And
yeah, but that's what he knew.
Exactly.
Your own imagination, it was your own will, and that's what he has. Like, baseball bat, you know, the golf club. Yeah.
And
I liked that. It was well done.
When they did the oath, dude.
Oh,
did you get chills?
Oh, I did. I certainly did.
And he did. He definitely did it.
Oh, I absolutely did. So I had my ring. Blam! Yeah, baby.
He's like,
you know,
hey,
I
man,
did.
I learned this morning.
So that's good stuff. So honestly, when's the last time we've seen a Marvel movie, animated movie? Was it Doctor Strange?
Yes. No, it was the Hulk versus.
Oh, the Hulk versus. The Hulk versus. See, I kind of skipped right over that. Because they're not really doing anything. It's like they're waiting to do it when they've got movies coming out.
Yeah. It seems to be like they're doing that. They're trying to refresh your memory a little bit. Ultimate Avengers,
I think, was put out there just so they could start setting up what they wanted to do movie-wise with Iron Man. And this whole, they're going to do an Avengers thing completely.
Yeah, exactly. So you may get Ultimate Avengers 3 about that time.
Maybe it'll finish the first half of the story Do you know I bought Ultimate Avengers 2 without watching it the first time because I loved the first one so much?
Whoops.
Yeah, whoops, exactly.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Whoops, exactly.
Now, both companies have new movies coming out. They've already labeled they're going to do this, they're going to do that. They've already got stuff in the books, ready to go. Both DC and Marvel have movies up until 2012.
Which is fascinating because while currently Batman is the only successful thing that DC has as a live-action film.
Yes.
But there was that horrible, horrible thing about the Justice League movie they were going to do.
Yes.
You know, out of nowhere. Oh, God, listen, no, yeah. No. So now they're going to take the time. Green Lantern, you're going to start with Green Lantern? Good
starting
for you.
With Green Lantern.
Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex is first.
Lower-tier characters coming out.
I'm going to shoot through them quickly. Jonah Hex, Metal Men, The Green Lantern, Flash, Billy Batson and the Legend of Shazam.
Okay.
Wonder Woman. Superman, Man of Steel.
Uh-huh, sure.
Justice League, Mortal. Teen Titans.
Teen Titans!
The Untitled Batman Project.
Ooh, okay.
Supermax and then Constantine 2.
Interesting. The Supermax, is that, that's the Green Arrow take?
I believe.
Green Arrow in the Supermax prison, I think?
I don't know.
Okay. It's the last time I heard about that. That's what it was. Marvel, of course, Iron Man 2 is coming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Captain America's coming.
Okay.
Thor.
Oh,
the Avengers is coming. Thor is coming.
They got something between there, too. Submariner.
What?
I've heard nothing about this. I've got them listed as well.
BS. No chance. No chance.
X-Men First Class. It's the redone new. Blah, blah, blah.
But see, then Wolverine should not be in it. Are they going to make? Is Fox going to make?
They're going to shoehorn Wolverine.
Of course, they're going to shoehorn Wolverine.
But they can't. This is the younger Cyclops and everything. How can you possibly fit him into that continuity that they've established?
He might be in it as a cameo role, as somebody in the background somewhere.
He'll
have two lines and then somewhere else.
Hey, Bub.
Let's see. Spider-Man 4, Thor, The First Avenger, Captain America,
right?
Deathlok, Luke Cage. The X-Men Origins Magneto story, Ghost Rider 2.
Isn't there just a straight up X-Men Origins? Isn't that the first class you're talking about?
No.
Well, what about Magneto?
X-Men
Origins Magneto.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Ghost Rider 2, Men in Black 3. Why? X-Men Origins, really Wolverine horrible. 2.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. That's,
Deadpool.
Well, you know, we got to go. If they fire everybody that had anything to do with this first one, and they got some good writers and actually did the samurai storyline,
maybe
it could be good. But then again, the first one could have been really good.
Okay. Make it rated R.
Here's a couple ones you haven't heard of yet, other than the Avengers.
Okay,
Iron Fist, Ant-Man, Nick Fury, Silver Surfer, Doctor Strange, Venom,
Yeah.
Iron Man 3.
I've heard about the Venom. Yeah.
Superman 5. Spider-Man 5.
I was about to say.
Yeah, Spider-Man 5.
If Marvel's bringing a Superman 5, I've got questions.
Yes.
But see, here's my problem. And I don't want to call Iron Man a fluke. I don't.
I don't want to call it either.
I don't want to call it a fluke.
No.
But the Incredible Hulk didn't set my ass on fire at all, because I don't think it was that much better than the first one. In fact, I might have liked the original one better.
The Ang Lee version
I thought was at least interesting. It went on too long. Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. But I don't know. They can take the big one, you know, the big heroes, and do something with it. But unlike Blade, which they sold off, someone else did that, I don't think they know how to... When it comes down to a story...
Do they know how to do it?
When it comes down to, when people ask me, you know, if it comes down to Marvel or DC, generally I'm going to go with DC, because overall, the comic stories I love the most come from DC. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, you know, Watchmen is its own special separate thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we didn't really talk about Watchmen or V for Vendetta or some of these other ones that are technically under the DC umbrella.
Technically under the DC umbrella. But
I'm a Marvel, and technically I'm a DC.
Technically. But, you know, they're more interested in the story. Now, why they let them make crap like Constantine completely different than the comic book? Why would you adapt a comic book and not
including,
why would you change it from the things that make it what it is?
I don't know.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Now, first, let's, and since we're jumping around all hodgepodge on this, I promised I would say something about The Punisher. There have been three Punisher movies. As my son pointed out, how difficult can it be to make a Punisher movie? He's a guy whose family gets killed by the mob. He decides to go for vengeance and kill the mob. You shouldn't be able to screw up that concept.
You shouldn't
be able to.
But
if you put
Dolph Lundgren, it wasn't right. Nope. Thomas Jane is blonde. I'm not going to hold that against him. But he doesn't kill Frank. You know, his family is not killed in a park as an almost random thing of violence where they see something they shouldn't have. He's in there undercover deep, and they come and kill not only his wife and his kids, but his mom, his dad, his uncle, his cousin. They were having a family reunion at the beach, and they just killed everybody.
Okay.
And the Punisher in that movie didn't really punish people so much as he set up elaborate ruses and played with them, which was interesting, but it wasn't the Punisher.
Yeah.
So, having seen Punisher Warzone, first off, let me tell you, it's not a good movie. But let me tell you, I enjoyed it more than the Thomas Jane version, because when this movie starts out, it is over the top, completely over the top with its violence. He goes into a room full of mob people and kills them all in some of the most interesting, disturbing, and goofily almost Sam Raimi ways I've seen.
Wow.
At one point in this scene, he's hanging from a chandelier upside down with both arms spread with Uzis while spinning around. The chandelier is spinning in a circle somehow while he's the entire room. He punches a guy's face, and it really makes it look like he punches his face in. And it started off like that, and I was having a really good time. And then it forgot, and then it started taking itself seriously.
Oh, okay. So it got the goofy out of the way, and then started
taking itself seriously. Mentioned, and this is what I can't understand about Marvel with their reboots, reimagines, whatever they want to call them. They even say, well, the Punisher's been running around for 4 years. It's been 4 years since the first movie, but they redo the origin. It's a flashback, but this time it's in the park. It's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
There's some stuff to like in this movie, but there's not enough.
Okay. All right.
And that's the third movie. They can't make a good third movie. Blade 3 sucked. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
With that goofy dog that was in there.
Oh, goofy dog. Now, as someone, you know, not tied into all this continuity, you should be throwing out your thoughts on these movies instead of whatever it is you're doing now.
Well, no, I'm looking at my list and looking to see if there was anything that we missed. Thank you very much.
Well, I just didn't know what you were doing.
Just teasing. But no, you know, I definitely come at it from a different perspective, and I do have a tendency to just kind of like the movies for their own level. Like, if the storytelling is good and the special effects are well done, then since I'm not as tied to the continuity, or I don't really know how it's supposed to be, I can enjoy it.
That's
for
the
kind
big
of its
problem there,
level.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, when a new movie is going to be coming out, well, I don't know how it is in the comics, so I'm just going to enjoy it if it's well done. I liked the first Fantastic Four movie, but you remember how, like, your brother in particular, who was such a Fantastic Four fanboy, was having
issues
with it.
If you were a Fantastic Four fan, that movie just basically
bit you over.
Hey, sit down, kid. Oh, it's such a pedestrian thing. I give the Fantastic Four, I think, more of a hard line than it really deserves, because its world's better than Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. But it's not the Fantastic Four. That is not Dr. Doom, and that
is not
the Fantastic Four.
No,
again, I will say, controversial as it may be, the Roger Corman Fantastic Four, I like better.
Yeah,
The family aspect of who the Fantastic Four are is there, and it's sweet.
I enjoyed that one as well.
I did not buy Jessica Alba as a scientist of any kind whatsoever.
Oh, scientists can be beautiful.
Yeah, like sure, Christmas Eve.
But they can also say things in of a scientific nature and have me believe that they
That's
know
true.
What they're talking
That's
about,
true.
Too.
Has cracked a biology book once in their life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it should be more than, oh, hey, let's see if we can get Jessica Alba down to her underwear.
Yeah, baby.
See, yeah. Michael Chiklis' suit looked like a suit, more so than the Roger Corman one, which was a low-budget,
yeah, exactly.
crappy movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They just...
I liked League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I liked that one a lot. You know,
that's because you've never read League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Well, I mean,
Gentlemen.
I have sort
I
of
either,
since
To be honest
since
with you,
then.
I hadn't read it either.
Okay.
I actually kind of enjoyed it as well.
I can enjoy League of Extraordinary Gentlemen for what it is, mm-hmm. but it is not the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It is just not.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Sawyer is not in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I want you to know that. Neither
Tom
is Tom Sawyer is in
the
movie.
Movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Along with Dorian Gray.
Yes.
Is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the Invisible Man is not such a nice guy in the comic book. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you buy these properties, get these properties, and then turn them into whatever you want?
Well, because they buy them, and all of a sudden somebody looks at them and goes, oh, wait, we have to change this.
That's why Alan Moore hates the comic book movies, and even stuff like V for Vendetta, which uh-huh. I happen to really, really love,
uh-huh.
and Watchmen. He doesn't want any part of it because, well, they've screwed him over so many other times.
So he would have been really proud of I think he actually
would
have been proud of Watchmen.
So let's throw this out here. Let's throw this out
okay.
here. Marvel's got this big plan for the Avengers and what all they want to do. Screw the rest of the Spider-Man 4s and whatever. Let's stick with Marvel holding on to their characters, making one universe.
Okay. I like
that. Versus DC apparently pulling their head out of their ass
and
realizing,
finally making moves.
Hey, these Batman things work. What if we started making good movies about our characters?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who, if you had to pick right now, who do you think has the better shot of winning the movie wars?
So are we talking Justice League?
I'm talking Justice League down.
Versus
Avengers down. Yeah.
Hmm. Honestly, I'm gonna have to say it's probably going to be Marvel because they still have a little more control over their main characters that are going to be in this film. Because if you have the Justice League, where's Superman? Is he still owned by somebody else? Is he going to be in this at all?
Superman's not owned by anybody else. That's the one. That's the great thing about Warner Brothers Pictures
uh-huh.
owns DC Comics.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers owns DC, so that's all in house. And why they ever let anybody else have them was crazy to me. Steel and all that crap, I didn't get. What are you?
Well, I think like we've touched on, I think that it'll be whoever takes the characters that maybe aren't as well known and can make a good movie. You know, that was the thing. Sure, The Dark Knight was like, you know, crazy successful, wonderful movie, but because everybody knew Batman, and this was the Batman movie that we've always
yes.
wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, but you have Iron Man that same summer that was hugely successful, but it was more like a surprise because not
yeah.
that many people
exactly.
knew Iron Man. And now, I mean, half the kids in my school carry Iron Man backpacks and stuff.
Which is fun.
So
yeah, mm-hmm.
it's I think taking the character that's not as well known and making a really good story, a really fun movie out of
mm-hmm.
it. Iron Man was just plain fun. I mean, The Dark Knight
True.
Was a better movie, but no one would say that it was fun.
No.
But it's just...
well.
I don't know. I'm really interested to see where Marvel goes with Thor and with Captain America and with the Avengers and if they're any good. And I'll continue to just... I don't. But the geekier I get, the more I actually know how it is supposed to be.
See, that's the tricky
stuff.
The
DC scares
there.
Me, though. How they're going to run their characters is going to scare me a little bit.
It's all going to depend on what happens with this Green Lantern movie. I have
yeah.
hopes in DC simply based on what they've done with the animated work. The animated work
yeah.
shows that they're more interested in the story.
If they can still do that. And
if they'll
not...
do the story live action.
Yeah.
I got to believe in them.
And quite frankly, for DC, they need a really good kick-ass Superman movie. He's
they
their man.
Brainiac. You need Brainiac.
And
okay?
it just needs... He needs to fight a supervillain. He needs
he
to have...
Yeah, a Brainiac or...
Lex Luthor needs to be the brilliant businessman
yeah,
that John Byrne turned him into.
Yes.
And he can be the, ruling the evil machinations from,
right.
from beyond.
Uh-huh.
He can do all that. He can be in there. You can do a trilogy that way and lead up to it. Hell, even give him the power suit if you want. Hell, make him the president like they did in the comics. I don't care. But do something interesting. Do something with your characters. Stop giving them to other people. I don't even... do you even care about Spider-Man at this point? A next Spider-Man movie?
I actually want to see if they're going to...
I want to believe.
I feel like
believe.
It might be a train wreck.
I'm hoping not. But I'm thinking they took enough time that they're going to actually care about this one.
In Spider-Man... more than maybe anybody else that I'm super familiar with, has a ton of really good villains to pick from.
Yes,
so, you know, it would all kind of depend on where they go.
Yeah, Rhino, Vulture, you know, Shocker. I
the
mean,
Lizard Man.
Like, you know, Lizard.
Beer, by the way. So, yeah, so it all comes down to it. You tell us, what do you think? You know, because you send in your votes to us, because what do we know? We're just geeky fanboys.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to do whatever we want, and I'm still holding out hope for DC. Why? Because they've got Green Lantern.
Green Lantern,
thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
There's the button. Woo! Thanks for the bitch fest that was GRT 56. GRT Sweekly 56, yes. Thanks so much for stopping by. We are licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop by the site for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, you can always, always send a voicemail message to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
You got that new number?
Nope. 206-3-FUN-HECK.
Still don't have that new
it's
number?
It's the same number. It was just some people had asked for the numbers that go with
number
the 3-FUN-HECK. 206-3-FUN-HECK.
See you next time!
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
Come on. Use your heat vision. You know you want to.
What would you prefer? Yellow spandex?
We are the future, Charles, not them.
I'm the juggernaut.
So, it's a remake and a sequel. Okay, I get that. I had that too. But it's also a reboot?
First rule of reboot, do not talk about reboot. Just be vague enough about it and hope everyone goes along with it.
Punisher War Journal entry number 71977. I'm surrounded by idealistic cartoon characters kicking back while right outside the world goes to hell. So why am I here? I need time. Time to think. To plan. To question. Why? Why couldn't Thomas Jane hang on just a little bit longer? Isn't there something he could have said or done? Doesn't he know that outside there are countless armies of scum and trash just waiting to kill and maim and rape the innocent people of the world?
I agree, man. You totally got screwed out of a good thing there. He really was the right guy for... I'm walking away. I'm slowly walking away.
He totally got screwed.
What was I thinking? Stupid, stupid! Yeah, Goyer wrote the first two films, too.
I knew it. So then my movie could go either way. But which way?
Well, I guess you'll just have to find out. Excuse me. Think of it as an adventure, Eric. A journey where you'll find...
Oh, shut up, Charles. You were in the movie, too, you know.
I'm sorry, what? Tony. Tony, I'm driving you home. Tony, come on, get up.
I want some Cocoa Puffs. What happened?
Well, one minute we were talking about my movies, the next minute he bought the whole bar.
But what'd you let him drink for? He's an alcoholic.
I gathered that around the fifth round of Jaeger, although a heads up would have been nice.
All right, come on, Tony, get up, come on. You know, maybe you shouldn't have mentioned your movies.
Maybe you shouldn't have invited him to a bar.
Gentlemen!
You okay, Tony? How do you feel?
Thank you, Andre. I'll have the veal piccata.
Huh. What?
No, I just never knew this place had a basement.